This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Federal climate scientists have confirmed El Niño is back. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports it could have widespread effects in Colorado.
El Niño is an ocean pattern that periodically warms near the equator off the coast of South America. It could mean a weaker summer monsoon for southwestern Colorado and more rain in the eastern half of the state. Climatologists also say it could bring warmer temperatures this summer and increase flooding risks. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
A witness to climate change in Colorado was talking to Congress this week, an athlete who sees a lot of running trails along the Front Range. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Ultra runner Abby Levine of Boulder plans to tell lawmakers about how she's seen the direct effects of climate change, from bad summer air quality to wildfires.
I really just felt a sense of obligation to try to be part of the solution and not just part of the problem.
She's part of a group of athletes pushing lawmakers to support legislation that provides economic incentives for local communities to approve new transmission lines and a clean energy future. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Starting this fall, four students from the Southern Ute Tribe will get full scholarships to the University of Colorado Boulder. CU Chancellor Philip DeStefano.
I was so impressed by the students who are there now and their families, and wanted to make sure that we could offer them these scholarships each year.
DeStefano says the scholarship program is part of the school's push to show the important role of Native Americans in the state. There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.